If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The snake sheds his skin every 7 years. Sheds it. You'll find a whole, just a big thing of it. I was at Disney coming out of Animal Kingdom, getting off the safari ride, and my daughter and I were walking up Gorilla Trail. And in Gorilla Trail, they have two silverback gorillas. And the tour guide is telling you, he says, when you walk up to the cage, do not thump your chest, do not punch on the window. And, of course, the little Japhethite children, they just go up and they punch on the window and they do all this stuff, The Hamite kids are in the back looking here, all right, sure, I ain't getting close. But the Japhethite kids, they're up there going, and they're messing with these gorillas. And I grabbed Shanine and I said, look, you go get your mother. We're going to stay right back here and praise God, because when he come through that glass, I don't want to be close to him. I know what God made them capable of doing. But while the kids are up there tormenting this gorilla, the gorilla's capable of breaking through the glass. I mean, even though they have it double thick, their strength is phenomenal. And that gorilla, while those kids were tormenting, Shanina and I stood there looking. We looked at each other and said, he just turned around and walked away. He could have killed every one of them. And he just turned around and said, y'all ain't ruining my day. Watch. Hold on. See, they're not stupid. According to Darwin, we evolved from them. Listen. They said, we get 3 square meals a day. We have an environment of peace and safety. We got folk taking care of us. If I break the glass to deal with them little crumb snatchers, they're going to tranquilize us and send us back to Africa. Child, I'm turning my back. Why should I lose my blessing messing with a temporary fool? That's how you have to deal with idiots in your life. Turn your back and say, I got a God that's lifting me. The Holy Spirit is walking with me. The Lord is providing for me. Why am I going to lose all that dealing with a temporary idiot? Don't know anybody after the flesh. Don't let them push you from the place God has placed you. Listen to what he says. We're a convert. Therefore, verse 17, if any be in Christ, he is a new creature. In the Greek, it reads this way. Therefore, if any is in Christ, let him be a new creature. In other words, define him as a new creature. Once they walk away from this altar, old things are passed away. All things become new. Attitudes, appetite, desires, all of these things are new. But here's the caveat. Here's the thing you have to look for. When you walk away converted, everything becomes new, but you have to train it. God doesn't train your appetite. He just tells you what things not to eat. God doesn't train your desires. He just tells you in Romans 6 and 7, don't yield your members to the devil. You have to train your desires, because the moment you are converted, at that moment, you now have, for the first time in your life, a choice of submission. Before that, the devil ran your life. We need help. God wasn't going to leave us to our own devices, so he dispatches the third extension of himself, the Parakletos, who will not sit above you, who will not walk among you, but who will be inside of you to enable you to overcome every obstacle that once held you in bondage. He says, let him be Kainos. Kainos is a species that has never existed before. You are not renovated. You are not rehabilitated. You are not flipped. You are torn down and made new. Lord, have mercy. Any builder knows when they build a building, it's got to what? Settle. After you walk away from the altar and all the shouting and all the joy leaves and you get home, you got to settle. You have to begin to realize that this thing makes sense. If I apply the principles of God, they become very practical. No, I'm not trying to remove the joy that you feel, nor am I trying to make it superficial.
But I am saying that the Holy Spirit came so that you may be able to sustain your joy during moments of conflict. That your joy is not dependent upon your environment. You are not environmentally controlled. But you control your environment because of the help that's inside of you. Now, in Titus chapter 3. Now, this is those of us that are converted, born again. This should encourage you. There's a growth process. The cat family, the leopards, the cheetahs, all the predator cats. When mama has the young, she takes the young out when they're able to walk and get around so they may observe her killing. So the little cubs, they watch mama kill. And then mama invites them over to eat what she has prepared. So they come over and they begin to eat. Then they get a taste for it. Then she continues to demonstrate her skill. They continue to watch until one day when mama nudges them to go and make the kill themselves. The moment they make the kill, mama knows right then they're mature. They can take care of themselves. They don't need my direct intervention. And in many cases, in many of the cat families, mama leaves them. She will never leave until they're able to hunt on their own. But at one point, she will go. Their relationship is kind of strained. She will leave. They will continue to prosper because she has taught them what they needed to know. You see, all of that euphoria you felt at your new birth when you were converted, all that joy that you felt upstairs when the outreach team was telling you all about your salvation, at some point, God is going to allow the enemy to come in and harass you. But please know that he's only going to do it when he knows you're strong enough to take it. That harassment is God's way of saying, you're growing now. You're growing now. Stop your whining. You're growing. See, you thought it was going to be a party all the time. No. No, it's not. Because you're a new creature and you must practice the disciplines of the Word of God and train yourself to be able to handle these things. And then what does God do? He puts in the Bible the things you need to master. The principles that you need to master in many cases come from the lives of Old Testament patriarchs. If you look in the New Testament, there aren't many principles that you need to master because the New Testament is simply unfolding what the Old Testament had concealed. But the principles that you need to master come from those Old Testament people. And if you want to master the principle of success, you read the story of Joseph. You learn success by reading the story of Joseph. The ingredients of success are marvelously displayed in Joseph's life. Number one, you can't be successful without a vision. So if you have no vision, you're already defeated. Secondly, you can't be successful until you are persecuted for that vision. Because if that vision is able to sustain you, then it's from God. If your vision dissipates, then it's not from God. If the vision can't stand correction, then it's not from God. Because the Bible says we see in part. So God never gives anyone all of it. See, you say, God told me. Okay, God told you a part. But when you take your part and affect many, then it's time to have your part reevaluated. Let me move on. All right. Then after he's persecuted for his vision, the next thing is the vision must be tested. He's thrown into prison. But if you notice, prior to being thrown into prison, his character is tested. God can't give you a vision and bring that vision to pass until your character is tested. If you have no character, he can't use you. So he allows Joseph to have his character tested with Potiphar's wife. Nobody was there. He could have been with her, committed adultery with her, and nobody would have been the wiser. But Joseph said, I can't do this to God or my master. Why? He had character. And what does character do? In many cases, gets you thrown into prison. But you have to learn how to function in your calling even while you're in prison. And while he's in prison, he's interpreting dreams. In other words, don't lose your victory because you are temporarily spiritually sidelined because I have a vision from God, and the vision is greater than my present circumstance. And look at the result. He winds up becoming the number two ruler in the entire nation, and the very people who wanted to defeat him are now bowing before him. I'm not suggesting that we want people to bow before us, but the principle is never give up on your vision. But when we get to the New Testament, the truths that are given to us, they're not many character studies. The characters of the Old Testament develop us. So what do we have to lean on? The third member of the Godhead. He comes to help us. To produce everything that God wants, he comes to supply it. Because you're a new creature. You never existed before. Just like when you were born in the natural, you never existed before. And your parents taught you what you needed to know until you reach what I call street school age. And then street began to teach you. And you took what parents taught you and family taught you and combined it with street, and that's how you're able to be here today. We need help. Watch this in Titus chapter 3, verse 1. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers. See there? God doesn't save you and tell you to overthrow the government. I don't know what the plan of the Lord is. Donald Trump may be your next president. I don't know what the plan of the Lord is. If he is, I'm not going to lose sleep. I'm going to pray for him like I prayed for everybody else, because my destiny isn't in his hands. If he wins the office, God bless him. He's only there because God wants him to be there. Mrs. Clinton may be your president. I don't know. It's not important. For you and I, we know God is in control of that apparatus. So we are going to be subject to whoever or whomever he allows to win. And we're going to pray for them. Because they're elected by a democratic process. We're going to hit our knees and say, God, whoever wins, help us. Please help us. Please help us.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
05516A.
Is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Preaching with specific purpose.
Break up your fallow ground, because the Lord is about to come and sow righteousness.
On July 16th, Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr., presiding bishop of the Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches, presents the 2016 Preaching Workshop. Workshop presenters will be Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr., Dr. Wesley Pinnock, also Pastor Clement M. Lumpton III. Saturday, July 16th, 2016. The morning sessions will be from 9 a.m. until 12 noon. The afternoon session, 1:30 p.m. until 4 p.m. Topics will be preaching for evangelism, preaching for training, and preaching for sanctification. Registration includes materials and lunch. Call 215-885-2585, extension 314. 215-885-2585, extension 314. Register online at betheldeliverance.org. Plan now to be a part of the Preaching with Specific Purpose Workshop at the Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches on Saturday, July the 16th, 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincode, PA.